Okay, today's Gemara is Eiruvin Daf Nun Dalet. Eiruvin Daf Nun Dalet. The Gemara here talks about the healing powers of Torah. The healing powers of Torah, says the Gemara in a larger context. Let's start with Amar Yishua Ben Levi. If somebody's traveling on the way and they don't have anybody traveling with them, they should learn Torah. Yasok Batorah. Shinamar Ki Livias Chain Heim. Chosh Berosho. If somebody doesn't feel well, he has a headache, what should he do? Yasok Batorah. Yasok, he should learn Torah. Again, Chosh, the poskim say, if he's really cave and it really is hurting him and killing him, so then go to a doctor. But if it's just Chosh Berosho, sometimes we wake up and we have what's called mechush ba'alma on Shabbos. Yasuk b'torah shenamar ki livias chein heim l'roshecha. Chosh begrono, somebody has a throat ache. Yasuk b'torah shenamar va'anokim l'gargar roshecha. Chosh b'meyav, somebody has a stomach illness. Yasuk b'torah shenamar rifus tia l'sarecha. Chosh ba'atzmosav, somebody has bone ailments. Yasuk b'torah shenamar v'shikui l'atzmosecha. Chosh b'chol gufo. Yasok Batorah. Somebody, his whole body isn't feeling well. He just feels different and not well. Yasok Batorah Shenemar Ulechol B'Sarah Marpe. Torah has healing elements. Amar Yehuda Barchia Bo Reish Lo Kmidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not like a human king or a human doctor. Midas Basav Adam Adam Nosim San Lachaveiro. A human king or a human doctor gives medicine to his friend. Lazeh Yafel Lazeh Kasha. This one it helped, this one it wouldn't. It has side effects. It's not effective. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu Eino Kein. Nasan Torah Li Yisrael, Sam Chayim L'chol Gufo. He gave the Torah to Am Yisrael. If you use it properly, Sam Chayim L'chol Gufo. Shenemar Ulechol Bisaro Marpe. This is the healing power of Torah. Interesting, the Mefarshim discuss two or three different issues. Number one, the Gemara says in Masechah Shavuos that you're not allowed to be Misrape B'divrei Torah. So what does it mean here? So how is this allowed? So Tosfos says there in Shavuos, maybe Makom Sakana. Sakana's Mefarshim, you can do anything. You can do anything. But other Mefarshim say, no, the difference is, if you're using Torah just as an incantation, right, you're just going to chant and recite words and hopefully that will help the healing, that's not allowed. But if somebody's learning and they want Bischus the learning, that there should be a refuah. Bischus the learning, this should happen. Bischus the learning, I want this Tzara to be removed. That's fine. Right, the side effect of refuah is always fine. The Meiri has a different shot. He says chash barosho. It's afilu chash barosho. Right, even if somebody's not feeling well, yasok batorah. Even if somebody is not feeling it, meaning it doesn't mean that whenever in the mood and when everything is perfectly comfortable and everything is working out for me, and then all the conditions are there, then yasok batorah. The Gemara is telling me that even if the conditions aren't perfect, and even if I'm a little hot, and even if I have a little headache, and even if things aren't going perfectly well, so chash barosho. Yasuk Batorah. And that reminds us of the Rambam, Menuchas Tam Torah, where the Rambam says, Bein Ani, Bein Ashir, Bein Balbanim, Bein, right, it doesn't matter if that's big family, small family, rich, poor, right, the healthy, not healthy, the Rambam says, Chayv Adam, each person has a chiyuv to learn Torah, and that's what the Meiri says here. Even Chash Barosho, Yasok Batorah. Again, how does Torah do this? So Pashas is like something, it's a magical protection that one has. If you look in the Prima Gadim, and so in Reish Lamites, Avraham Gadim says, no, when one learns Torah, he's close to Hashem. And one is b'mechitzah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no pain in that state. And therefore, even if one might be physically ill, but if somebody is learning Torah, then they go to a different world, they're in a different zone, and in that way, they're able to be healed, so to speak, momentarily from that Torah. Have a great day.